All right, and once again, we're so happy to have Brother Stephen Orwell, who's going to be teaching our Bible study. We love and appreciate Brother Stephen and Sister Vanessa Orwell. We already know that they've already made a new addition to their family, and they are growing their youth group, and we're so proud about what they're doing with our youth group, and we can't say enough about that. So, Brother Stephen Orwell, with that said, I'm going to turn it over to you now, sir. Go right ahead.
All right, thank you, Brother Vic. Praise the Lord, church. Hopefully everyone is home, has had some dinner already, and we can have a Bible study tonight. I'd love and appreciate our church, our pastor. I was just thinking about today how thankful I am to be not only in a good country, proud to be an American. It was a great day on Sunday. Mr. Clark did an awesome job doing presentation. Everything was just awesome, just sitting there watching Brother Miguel, do the slide presentation. Just such a privilege to be in America, and such a privilege that we get to be in an apostolic church and have this precious truth that so many people either weren't born into or don't know yet, that this precious truth is out there to help them and to comfort them. And just going to the church today, we're going to talk on prayer today. And went to the church today and prayed, and just looking around the sanctuary, just me in there by myself and just praising God and worshiping God and praying and just being thankful. You know, I didn't really, just went in and started thanking God for a job, thanking God for a car to drive, thanking God for a church building we get to still be in and worship God. And thank God for a pastor and Sister Clark and all the good people of the church. And there's so much to be thankful for. And I just, that's all I really did in prayer, was just being thankful. And it felt good. It felt right. So much to be thankful for. And that's what I want to talk on today, is prayer. And there's a lot of aspects of prayer that we can do. And prayer is so wide, so vast, and seemingly sometimes, when we get overwhelmed, can seem complex, especially if you're just getting into church. They can seem, you know, where do I go in prayer, and how do I pray, and how do I get a hold of God? I just want to go over for a few points about prayer and the joy of prayer, talking to God. It's just like talking to your best friend, and you just get lost. You can get lost, you know, just hours. It's not even focused on, oh, how long has it been, 10, 20 minutes, an hour. Just enjoying the minutes with talking to your friend. That's what God is. He says, the Lord says that there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and that's the friendship that we could have in God. I want to go over real quick. It's been called different things, the temple prayer, starting off with, you know, they made animal sacrifices in the temple, in the wilderness, to the Lord. When they were doing animal sacrifices, they had to enter into the gates first, and then there was the brazen altar, and then they, after the sacrifice, they can go in into the temple where the table of showbread was, and then the high priest, only the high priest, can go into the holies of holy only once a year. But we get to go into the holies of holies. We get to access the presence of God 24/7, 7 days a week, anytime, anywhere. It doesn't matter what time of day is. We can enter into the holies of holies. There's a right way to do it, though. Anyone can do it anytime. It doesn't have to be the high priest any longer. That veil has been rent and torn. But we have to first enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And I do this every time I pray. I remind myself not to just go in if I'm frustrated, if I had a bad day, if I have, you know, needs, if I have a list that I need to, you know, I need to ask God for. Before I do any of that, I enter his gates. We must enter his gates with thanksgiving. It's entering into those gates of the tabernacle. And if you just picture that tabernacle, it had gates first, and you entered those gates with thanksgiving and, of course, with praise, being thankful unto him, and bless his name. That's the first thing we get to do when we get to pray, is just being thankful. And it's amazing, church, what happens when we just stop, and if we have a lot of things on our mind, might have a frustrating day, to start being thankful to God. And I did that today as we start naming off things. Thank you for a job. Thank you for health. Thank you for finances. Thank you. I might have anything, everything that I want, or but I have everything I need. And God has been our provider. And start listing off things just to be thankful for to God. And just being thankful, something begins to happen when you begin just to thank God for things in life. Thank God for anything that happens in life. And it's amazing what begins to happen when we begin to talk to God and begin to worship God and start thanking Him and praising Him and worshiping Him. And all of a sudden, it's like, wow, I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for that. And things will begin to pop in our minds when we start to be beginning thankful to God. And all of a sudden, something begins to happen. If we had a frustrating day, all of a sudden, it's like, wow, you know what? I forgot about this. I forgot God did this and God did that. And it's a whole mindset change. And now, okay, I've entered into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise, being thankful unto Him and blessing His name, being to praise God and to begin to worship God. And now we are ready to go to the altar of sacrifice and begin the second step of repenting. Just being in the world, just being in a day. I remember a pastor preaching this temple prayer, this temple prayer that he has preached so many times and has completely changed my prayer life. Just going through these steps of entering His gates with thanksgiving and then going now to the altar of sacrifice and repenting. And it could be things that we know we did, sins of omission, maybe sins that we've committed. Or if we haven't sinned at all, just being in the world, like Pastor says, we just get this, like, these germs on us, and we just get this feeling of just being around the world and all the sin that's going on in the world, even though we're not partaking of it, it can just kind of just taint our spirit just a little bit. We could pray, God, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew in me a right spirit, and begin to repent, ask God to forgive me of anything I've done today, and begin to lay our sacrifice on that brazen altar. Then we can enter in His gates. We can enter in the holies of holies, and we can begin to ask God, and we can enter into His presence, where His anointing is, where the Shekinah glory of God is, where once only the high priest can go into. Now, any one of us, church, can enter in. Even a little 8-year-old kid, child, can enter in into the presence of God, and we have the King of Kings' ear, the Lord of Lords, God Almighty. We have His attention. We have His ears, and we have His eyes. The Bible says that His eyes and His ears are attent. They're attent unto the prayers that are made in this place. And speaking of this place can be your house. This place can be your car. This place can be your work. This place can be anywhere you want it to be. This temple now is movable. And it can be anywhere you want. You could be at your job. You could be having a bad day. You could take a 10-minute break, and you can be in that break room, or you can go in your car, or wherever you need to go, and you could access the holies of holies, and you could access the presence of God, and we can talk to Him, and He can encourage us, and He can strengthen us, and He can renew us. And everything that we need, if it's rest, if it's joy, if it's peace, if we need anything in that day, we can find it in our prayer room, in our closet of prayer. 1 Timothy 2:1 says, I exalt, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Now that we're in the holies of holies, we've enter His gates with thanksgiving. We've put our sacrifice on the altar. We've repented of anything in our heart. We have a clean heart now. We're in the holies of holies. Now we can get into intercessions, prayers, thanksgivings unto God. And we might not, you might do one. You might just pray and just thing to talk to God, just simply talking to God. Prayer is just you just simply talking. There's not a whole lot of tongues going on or supplication going on. It's just you talking to God like you're talking to your best friend and asking God, being thankful to God, telling him how your day is, and just being just completely open to God in a genuine relationship and conversation with God. There's nothing like it in the world. And we can go through the steps of supplication during that time where it's a little bit more intense and we're worshiping God and we're being thankful to God. We're supplicating unto the Lord, and it's a little bit more intense. And then we get into intercessions, and it's the deepest part of prayer. We might not get into intercession every time we pray, or very seldom do we. Maybe a couple times, you know, in the month or even in the year. Intercession is a particular prayer for a particular situation. And Verbeen has if you never read his book, Verbeen has an awesome book on prayer, and he goes over these steps: supplication, prayer, intercession, and thanksgiving. Very detailed. Highly recommend his book. And he goes in, he says that intercession is a particular prayer for a particular time and almost always yields immediate results. And someone recently talked to me and said that throughout their day they were just feeling this anxiety and couldn't really describe the feeling that they had, and they just needed to go to the church and pray. And all of a sudden they went to the church and prayed and interceded for a soul. And it was that intercession prayer that was made with groanings that cannot be uttered. And we might not get there all the time, but there's nothing like it in the world when you begin to feel a burden for a soul or a burden for someone and begin to go to your closet of prayer, and God begins to intercede through you for that soul and for salvation or for whatever need it is. And God's just looking for a vessel, a willing vessel that he can use. It doesn't matter if you've been in the church 2 days or 20 years. God's just looking for a vessel that he can use, and we get to be used of God to pray for a soul or a situation. It doesn't matter what it is. It's amazing that God can use us to pray for a situation. And knowing, and Brother Bean gets into this, that it could be that we were the only one praying that prayer at that time, and God answered our prayer. And there can be many times, church, that we look back and we prayed a prayer, and we remember that, God, you answered that prayer. Prayer builds our faith. When God begins to hear our prayer, and prayers are begin to be answered, seen or unseen. And there's many prayers that we pray, that I've prayed, that I don't know if that they've come to pass yet. I pray for it, that I would, one, see the day that my family is saved. But there's other prayers that I have prayed that I don't know, seeing the results that I don't see yet, but I know that God is working and God is doing a work, and it's a privilege that we get to pray and begin to talk to God, and knowing that we can get to be used of him. If you can go to Philippians 4 and 6, Philippians 4 and 6, I'm going to read, and I'm going to be wrapping up very soon. But Philippians 4 and 6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And after that, verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And it's interesting that it says that the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, right after verse 6, when it says, "But in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be known unto God." It's like God is telling us that after you made your request known unto me through supplication and thanksgiving, I'm going to give you peace, which passeth all understanding, through the situation that you're praying for. God's going to give us peace and shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I can't think of anything else that more that we need during this time, church, and everything that we're that's going on in our life with crises and this COVID-19 situation, more important than getting into prayer like we never had before. I want to get in prayer like I've never had before, talking to God, because we need more than anything else this peace that passeth all understanding. There is a peace that passeth all understanding. And the Bible says that it's that peace that comes when we get our mind off our problems and we get our mind on Him. The Bible says He's going to keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee because He trusteth in Thee. And there's no other perfect way for that to happen than in the presence of God, when we begin to talk and we begin to pray to God and we begin to worship Him and thank Him and praying for needs, that we're not just praying for other needs. That when we're praying for needs, we're praying for situations, it's a two-way street. We're giving and we're receiving. We're giving and we're receiving. When we begin to pray for someone else, God is going to bless us. There's a blessing when we begin to pray for others, when we begin to pray for our enemies when someone did us wrong, when we begin to bless them and say, God, bless that person. Bless my coworker. They may have cussed me out the other day, or they may have said something that is, got under my skin. But you know what? We had a good attitude. And we begin to come in the prayer room and say, God, bless them, touch them, save them. God begins to touch them and help them, but He also begins to help us. There's a lot of things in prayer that we can go over, but focusing on just getting into the presence of God with thanksgiving, repenting of our sins, repenting, putting our sacrifice on the altar, entering to His holies of holies, and staying there until the peace of God comes upon us. And now we can enter our day and continue our day knowing that our minds are now parallel with His, our thoughts are now parallel with Him. My mind may have drifted a little bit over the course of a couple days or course of a couple hours. I might have been thinking some crazy thoughts. And if we don't pray for a while, all of a sudden our mind starts getting off into this distance and thinking, man, why am I thinking like this? What am I feeling? What's going on? But prayer begins to rein in our thoughts and begin to rein in our minds. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for our pastor. Thank God for this church. We have a praying church. We have a praying pastor that's going to be a watchman over our souls. I'm thankful for a pastor that has taught us to pray. And I have a long way to go. And I have a lot of things that I have goals in my life, but I wouldn't even be close to any type of goal in my life without a praying pastor. Thank God for our church. Amen. Brother Vic, thank you for this time and opportunity.
And thank you, Brother Stephen Orell, for this great lesson on prayer. And what a simple and practical explanation Brother Stephen Orell gave on prayer tonight, church. And I hope that you could feel the anointing that we're writing on Brother Stephen's voice and in his words, because tonight we heard a great lesson on prayer from someone who knows about prayer, who knows how to get into prayer, and who loves prayer. Praise God. Why don't we just thank God for this anointing that we're feeling right now. Lord Jesus, we thank You. We thank You for this great lesson, for these great words that Brother Stephen Orell gave us. Help us, Lord, to apply it in our daily lives, because what a privilege and an honor it is to be able to come into Your presence, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank You for it, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Church, we, you know what? As we finish up tonight, go ahead and get into your prayer closets tonight, because the anointing is here. We can feel it. Praise God. Well, but we're going to go ahead and dismiss everyone tonight, but we want everyone to come back tomorrow morning for our morning manna devotion at 10:15 a.m., where we will be hearing from Sister Courtney Thaler. God bless all of you, and have a great night in Jesus' name. Amen.